Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Outsiders.
We haven't much time.
Okay. Ricky, roll a d20.
Lucas wants to grab the axe off the hand.
Okay.
And then check on his horse.
Okay. The horse has trotted away a little bit to the southwest and is currently eating the leaves off a bush.
I'll say, Lucas, when you're ready, I'll look at your wounds.
Okay, wood roll.
Or wound.
Okay. You hear small, like, chittering, crackling noises coming from the forest, kind of back the way, generally speaking, back the way you came.
Could be kobolds coming.
It's the right direction.
Kobolds on the way.
Quinn will say to the girl, it's okay, you don't need to fear us, but we are trying to help you, and we're very quickly running out of time.
She shakes her head, like, to clear her head, and looks at you again.
We really have to go. We have to do something here.
She looks in the direction of the dead wood.
Is that where you need to go? She needs to go back this way. Wait.
That would make sense. Are we going directly into the kobolds?
No. So the kobolds. So
we went like kind of around.
Right. Yeah, so if you go back directly the way you came, then yes, you would go back directly to the kobolds. If you go directly back to the dead wood, you would go right through the hobgoblins. The only way to go back to the dead wood theoretically without opposition is to go continue your loop around clockwise, stay away from the hobgoblin area, and go around clockwise and go to the dead wood that way, or to go way out around the kobold crevice the other way.
Do you know how many hobgoblins?
Look, there was quite a few, 15, 20. More than you expected. There were three or four champions at least.
Odds are, if we go around the other way, it's probably going to hit a troll, but that's our best bet. We just blow by.
We have the spirit. What is stopping us from taking the encampment?
The fact that we have the spirit, we can get her back. I say we go around the other way and we ignore any opposition. Blow by them, just go. Our job here is done. We prevented the sacrifice and we've taken the spirit. If we can come back and wipe them out, that'll be another question.
But you forget Serena and Reggie,
who are with Herrick, who have been informed not to attack the hobgoblins. Unless
no. Okay, at this point in time, in the direction of the kobold crevice, so in the woods, pretty well silhouetted and shadowed, so not super clear, and even Lucas can't pick them out on infravision, you can see a number of stirrings of small creatures, and then you do see on infravision at about 90 yards, so not really that far, a half dozen or maybe 10 kobolds, but the movement around them is considerably more. So there's a lot of like sticks and underbrush and creeping noises and stuff like that that you can make out coming in your direction. Yes.
All right. So Lucas goes out on his horse and wheel it near the spirit. And he'll say, "We need to go."
Just give her to him.
Clue will look at the spirit and say, I'm going to get you on the horse so he can get you out of here. And then reach to start grabbing her.
Okay. She cooperates. She kind of does the fetal position thing again, pulls her knees up to her chest. You think that she's at least double jointed. Like her joints are not functioning the way people's joints function. Like she pulls her knees all the way up to her chin and her arms are wrapped around and she becomes like probably about like that big.
So he'll
watermelon
put
size
her
almost
in front of him with his left arm around her and then
okay.
reining the horse, and then he's going. He's not waiting around.
Okay. So you're planning to try to make a break for it through the forest?
The opposite direction we came from.
Okay, so you're going to continue the clock, the counterclockwise trek.
We went clockwise. Continuing clockwise.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I think you.
I think I did counterclockwise. Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, it's. It's okay. It's okay. Because, like, nobody knows what a clock does except for him.
Yeah.
So, but counterclockwise. Like you were going to go clockwise, you went counterclockwise. The plan was to go clockwise, but you went counterclockwise.
Okay. Well, I guess we're continuing the direction we were going.
All right, so you're continuing the direction we're going. All right. So, and you're somewhat urgently is the idea. Okay. And so Chiron is mounted? Or what is your plan? He's planning to go finish the loop, return her to the Deadwood.
Ride the horse, or?
No, not anyone could ride the horse. It would have to be a skilled rider, at least. A skilled rider could steer the horse. A unskilled rider could ride the horse a little bit like an out-of-control skateboard. Trying to hold on, basically.
I'll say, you two take the horse. I'll go by foot.
I can't ride a horse. Oh, I can.
I can ride a dragon, but I can't ride a horse.
You can ride a horse?
He'll get you out of here. Get on.
I have airborne riding.
One of the three of you is a skilled woodsman. So just throwing that out there.
Anyway, okay. So he's offering the two of you to get on the horse and go after Lucas. That's what he's offering.
Are you gonna, I'm assuming you're staying behind.
No, I'm not staying here. I just want you to go faster.
All right.
Go.
I jump on. You guys are so
cool. I'll help put him onto the horse.
Okay. So the two of you are on the horse. So just so you know, aerial riding will assist you in this case.
Okay.
Right, you're familiar with steering animals, staying on board, that kind of thing.
Just pretend you're flying.
It's not going to be as good as if you were actually riding it.
I've never ridden a horse. Neither of you have a riding
horse. It's definitely odd, but it's it will be somewhat. It will assist you somewhat.
Okay.
Okay.
It's better than nothing. All right.
So presumably that means you're going to do the steering.
Yes, I'm
so
in the front.
So kindly roll a d20 as you attempt to activate your aerial riding proficiency to guide the warhorse forward. Okay. All right. So she's steering, and the two of you are making good time through the woods following Lucas. All right. Okay.
And I'm jogging.
And you're jogging off after them. Right? So as they take off, what's happening is the edge of the clearing you see, and there's enough light. The moon is not out from behind the clouds, but there's more light than there was. It's getting close to that time when it was out before, and close to the time of the when you turn back the watch.
Is it,
okay?
Is it midnight
yet? It is past midnight. We've passed midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. The watch was turned back at 4, so it's almost 4, actually. Okay, yeah, 4:20, I think it was, something like that. But anyway, so you see a half dozen, 8 kobolds, but with them a veritable army of small undead animals.
What?
So there's probably about 40 or so, what looked to be like the skeletons of badgers and whatever kind of other small forest animals.
New fear unlocked.
One of in the middle of that, there is a kobold whose head and chest are painted red, and he has a variety of things hanging off of him. It's clear that he is a dogman shaman.
That is so good.
All right, and so at that point you turn and run.
Do I have to like stop to turn? Or,
just thinking.
Yes. So turning takes the whole round. You cannot run during the round that you turn.
I'll just stand there.
Stand. Yes. Firmly present your holy symbol in faith and know that it's going to work. So if the plan is like, if this doesn't work, I'm going to run, then it doesn't work.
Well, no, it's going to work, but it's not going to work against the kobolds.
No, it's not going to work. So there are only less than 10 kobolds at the moment. Or so it would appear.
If they tell me about this, I'm adding it to my list to ask about.
Okay.
Raise undead, you know. Animal swarm.
Undead vermin.
All right. Anyway, so you turn and run. Okay, and as you turn and run, a few of the front undead vermin are going to try to get at you, basically.
They're close.
They were 90.
You're 180 feet away.
They're 90 yards when you guys first detected them.
Yeah.
And now they're much closer. So. Yeah, like 20 yards. So. And they were kind of like creeping around the edges. And so it was going to be like they were going to attack from all sides kind of thing, but they didn't get the other side closed up. So
they wouldn't have it be evil summoned or controlled creatures. They've certainly seen it.
They are definitely undead vermin.
They could be
one hopes they're controlled.
I get the feeling that,
Okay, anyway, what happens is as you break the tree line and charge off after them, a vermin, like it looks like a squirrel, leaps from the tree and it skims off the back of your helmet and lands on the other side. And then from in front of you, something that's about like this big, about like a football with arms, leaps up at you and you just bat it aside with your shield and then you're clear. Okay. Now, you don't know whether or not they could have actually harmed you. But do bear this in mind just for future reference in case this question comes up. You are unable to be touched by those types of creatures, but they can still put a dent in your armor, which will still break your ribs. Okay, so be aware of that. So if you go naked into battle against those kinds of creatures, you will be perfectly safe. Just for the record.
Nice.
Not so safe versus the bowman, but but the vermin wouldn't be able to touch your skin, so you'd be good.
Very convenient if it fits it into my slug.
Yes, unfortunately, it does
convenient.
Not. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so you're in the clear and running. You do hear the sounds dying off behind you. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna try one thing. Let me see here. Okay, we'll try that. Oh, easily. Yeah, they're. They were still setting the ring ambush, mostly. So you just had to deal with a couple that had moved closely into position. Okay, so what does happen is a small streak of flame, like a flaming slingstone, it basically looks like, rockets through the woods and it bounces off your right shoulder and then impacts a tree, and the tree begins to burn, and you take 1 point of damage.
Fiery rocks.
Okay. And then you're completely clear of the scene. All right. Meanwhile, Lucas is making ride checks as he's riding through the woods.
What's the
okay. So we're going to do 4, puts you at the 9 o'clock position.
Seems to be something we triggered.
It's gone.
It just disappeared. 49. 44.
Okay. All right. So you've been riding for several moments, and you're getting around to the 9 o'clock position. Okay. Back to Asturd and Klum. You guys are lagging behind him. The more he goes, the further away he gets, but you're not falling terribly behind. So at the point at which he's there, you're probably about 60 yards behind him.
Lucas okay. is cooking.
All right.
He's pushing his horse.
I mean, you really can't push it. I mean,
I guess if it means
you'll run into a tree. You're in and out of trees, and it is a forest. So he's capable of, at this point in this situation, he could run faster than you can see. So you would run into a tree if you go as fast as he can go. So it's more like this. All right. Anyway, so Clune needs to roll 2 more ride rolls, d20.
9.
No problem. And off the table.
11.
No problem. All right. You feel like she's doing a pretty good job. And I'll ask, ask Astur, just roll 1 dex check.
5.
Okay, you have no trouble staying on the back of the horse. You're bouncing around a little bit. You only have a bit of the saddle to use, and you're clutching tightly with your knees because you've seen riders do that, and holding on to her, and the two of you are racing through the wood. Okay, then you're charging after. You don't have to roll to, like, not run into trees or jump over stuff or anything like that.
Would you rather play one?
You're going to have D4 minus two opportunities to trip and fall. Two. So roll deck check twice.
20.
Nice. Okay. So on the very first opportunity, you charge around a tree. You take that moment to look over your shoulder to see if you've completely lost them, and you trip over a large fallen log and roll and come up. And basically, you're sitting on the other side of the log with your back against the log, so the enemy can't see you, whatever. And you're probably 100 yards from the ambush site anyway. And then you see Klum and Asturd, disappearing into the woods. You can almost no longer see them. You're sitting there, and you did take 2 points of damage. And it's mostly to your shin and foot, and then the back of your head, right where your helmet line is from when you flipped over. Okay, so you can easily get up and go on. Okay, so you will get up and go on, run about 40 yards, and encounter your second opportunity to blow it.
12.
And you clearly make it through. Basically, what happens is you're running, you go around a tree up over a hill, and there are two trees. Each one's about 16 inches wide, and the space between them is about 20 inches. And you realize one is there, and so you're going to go to the right of it, but then you realize that there's another one there, and so you can either divert and go all the way around or squeeze through, and you make the perhaps foolish decision to try to squeeze through. And so you turn sideways, you go, and then you're through and you go on. But nobody saw it. So it's okay.
Wait, the scene
come back
to
you're stuck. He never caught up. We better go looking for him. He's like, my breastplate is stuck. But no. The scene does remind me of the story of Absalom, though, where it said that the forest claimed more bodies that day than the war did. All right. Anyway, Lucas is charging around, and as you come around, you're probably at, you're guessing 150 to 200 yards away from the spot, the war spot, right? And you come around, and ahead of you, you can see the tree line where the forest is going to end, and you can see rolling grass in the distance. But directly in front of you, so on a line from like the 9 o'clock line, you can see another party exactly like the one that you just fought. There are four individuals in the middle carrying some kind of something, a bundle. Four individuals extended slightly out, and a couple of bowmen in the back. It's the same exact formation. And by the time you spot them, they're at about 90 yards, which is where your information goes to. Now, you can just divert and go to the rear, and theoretically, you'll skip them. But they are theoretically
the same,
bringing another sacrifice.
It looks like the same.
No, you can't see what they're carrying. In fact, the spacing would indicate it is larger. What they're carrying is a little larger. But other than that, you can't see.
Do you remember seeing any other sacrifices when we were in there before? Or we couldn't get the hot dog bodies?
There were no sacrifices. Even her didn't appear to be a sacrifice. She was just under the paladin when you found her.
So have we heard the spirit make any noise since we saved her?
No. Like I mentioned, she kind of like made a grunt, like a little bit of a in her throat, but it was deep. Nothing has come out of her mouth.
So she's probably not an illusion.
Oh, definitely not. No, he did healing on her. I mean, it'd be a really elaborate illusion. You saw her wounds, most of which was bruising, but you saw her wounds heal up in a normal way. Yeah, it's definitely real. In fact, you're holding her in your arms now. You can smell her. I mean, it's not an illusion.
Okay, so that puts him in a pickle,
doesn't it? Yeah. You have to make a decision as to whether or not to risk your charge to do something about what lies before you, or come back later, or I don't know. What do you want to do? This is how Lomun goes.
Do I know how far behind me they are?
How far behind? You don't hear them anymore. That's about what you got. You're wearing a helmet, so.
Helmet visor?
Surely. It's full plate armor.
So I imagine the visor was up, considering I'm riding through
fours. Unlikely that you could keep it up at riding like that. Even if it did, the weight of it would make it click past it. It's not like a chain, it's a stopping point. If you wear your, if it's up and you go like that, it'll flip down.
Okay, so...
I mean, they will come through this area, so you could just trust them to deal with it, but it's going to be, they're going to be coming in here a little unprepared.
I should have given it a
try on. Okay, so...
You can't risk it, so he's going to just divert and... Just go around them.
Okay, so make two right checks as you're attempting to pass them. I'm going to be checking pretty much the bowmen of the question to see whether or not they become aware of your presence.
41. 62.
Okay, so you basically angle out toward the countryside, and you're getting pretty close to the tree line. And you find that when you get there that the terrain is such that you pretty much have to break the trees and go along the tree line and then come back in because there's a lot of wood, dead wood and stuff laying on the ground, and it'll be way too slow to go through that area. But the bowmen do not spot you. So at the point at which you break the tree line and get outside, you're pretty confident as you're passing the rear of them that they're not gonna, that there's not going to be a conflict between you and them. Okay. Do roll a d20, however.
8.
Okay. So out to your right, distant, couple miles, you can see a fire from there.
And that's the opposite side. That makes sense.
Okay. And then you get past them, you cut back in. Now you know that you're now only not even 3/4 of a mile from the dead wood.
Gotcha.
You cut back into the forest and head on a beeline, you make it in 5-10 minutes.
That's the plan.
Okay. Now, are you continuing to ride like as rapidly as you possibly can?
Yes.
Or you want
to get her back there and then regroup with the party.
Okay. All right. So give me two more.
81.
I want to just hear what this sounds like.
81. Wow.
Ooh, that's very bizarre. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, Klum is steering the warhorse, following after Lucas. Give me one more roll.
8.
It's going really well. You're feeling like this isn't really all that different. And then you see ahead of you in the forest... A body of hobgoblins, maybe 8 to 10 of them. You saw the formation that was carrying the girl. This looks like a similar formation. There's a group of four in the middle. They're carrying some kind of a burden. And then there are four extended slightly out from that in a X pattern. And then there are a couple of bowmen following in the rear. So your first thought is this is another group bringing a sacrifice. You do not see Lucas. You've lost him. He's gotten away. And he clearly did not engage this group.
Are we within sight of hobgoblins? Have they noticed us yet?
They have not noticed you yet, no, but they could at any second. I would assume, like, when you notice them, you could probably rein up and be slow down at least long enough to figure out what to do.
Yeah, I want to stop the horse.
Did you catch this, Ricky? You're on the horse with her. You've seen the formation of hobgoblins. 8 to 10. They seem to be in the same formation of the sacrifice that you just stopped. There's four in the middle carrying a burden, four extended out from that, and then two bowmen in the rear.
Okay.
No sign of Lucas. He has gone on.
Lucas has passed, and Chiron should be catching up, but I don't know how long it'll take for him to get here. And I don't know if we can do this many just the two of us.
We're still being chased by...
No, you've cleared.
Dead squirrels?
No. You've cleared that a long time ago, you're pretty sure.
Okay, good. You're pretty sure.
It's not the squirrels, it's the sparrows.
Either catch up or try to catch up with Lucas, probably won't. Or we can stand or...
wait for Chiron to catch up.
Okay, so the situation is precarious, obviously, because of other opposition that might come, but you're fairly confident you could take that column by yourself. Remember, every shot you get your bonus for giant class.
Hobgoblins giant class?
Hobgoblins are giant class. So you're a sixth level ranger, so your bow is without, let's say, medium range. Mm-hmm. All right, so no bonuses to damage. You're at D6, plus 2 for the magic of the bow, plus 6 for being a ranger. The other ones were around 10 hit points each. That's metagaming, but the champions are better. So if you started shooting them at medium range when they didn't know you were there, you should be able to kill the bowmen before they even know you're there, basically. Take them out on the first exchange. And then you pick off half the group. They'll probably take cover. It'll get a little more sloppy for a second, but you're pretty sure you can take them.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
The issue is that you're going to have to do the melee. That's the problem, because...
Yeah. You know, shoot until they get close.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to get close. That's the problem. They're going to take the sacrifice to the site. Tactically, that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
They're just going to run from cover to cover to cover and go on. So somebody's going to have to go in there and kill the melee troops, which he'll be able to support the whole time, but somebody's going to have to do it. If it takes more than a few minutes, you're going to summon trouble. So you got to do it fairly quickly.
All right, cool. Dismount. Tie up the horse.
I mean, the horse is going pretty good right now. Yeah, it's been going pretty good. Just drop him off at medium range and let him start his thing, and you go around and get ready.
Okay.
You don't have to take the horse in, but it is more mobile than being on foot.
How well is that going to go for somebody who doesn't?
I mean, you're going to dismount when you start fighting.
Okay, I'll ride then.
Yeah, but you can get in a better position.
I'll let him get in position, and then I'll veer to the right so they're not focused on that side where the fire's coming from.
Right, that makes sense. From that direction. Okay. So she's dropping. So, I mean, you can start at medium range. You can start at the edge of short range, but if they spot you, they'll take cover before you start shooting is the problem. So where do you want to start at? 100 yards would put you at medium range, minimal cover.
Can I get the short range?
Yeah. So you'd have to go 30, 40 yards closer to get short range. But then that also could mean they would... So if she drops you off at there... Then you could move closer, like tree to tree, and be discreet while she gets in position. Okay. All right. So just roll a dex check for me, if you would. And so this is what rangers are good at. You actually have, if you're alone or in advance of the party, you have like 16 2/3% greater chance of surprising foes. So people are normally surprised on a 1 or a 2, but if you're the one that's coming up against them, they're surprised on a 1, 2, or 3. So that's what rangers do well. Rangers and elves.
I'm on 4.
All right. So beautiful. So you're moving quietly through the woods. So as soon as you drop him off, he starts moving forward more to get to the position that he wants to shoot from, and almost immediately you lose track of him. Like, he's moving very quietly from tree to tree, and you've seen him do some things like that before, so it's not real surprising, but it is surprisingly proficiently done. Like, it's more confident than you've seen him, let's say. Not competent, but confident. Okay. All right. So you move into just the edge of short range. Obviously, you want to target the bowmen first, because they're the only ones that can hit you from here. Okay. You move out to the right. So you'll be hitting the caravan from back and to its left. The line, okay? And both of you are moving fairly quickly, because you don't want to give the longer you wait, the closer they get to their reinforcements, okay? So less than a minute after you spotted them, you're in position to start your attack, okay? Once he starts shooting, it'll take you the better part of a round to actually engage in melee. And really, your targets are obviously going to be whoever's taking cover or whoever makes a run for it. Because if somebody makes a run for it, you don't want to let them go get reinforcements. Okay. All right. So, checking to see if by any chance they spotted anything. And the answer is no. All right. So, you are in short range, means you'll be plus one to hit and damage. You get three shots if you want to take all three. And presumably, you're targeting the bowman first. One on each guy. Okay. Go ahead.
6 and 19.
19 is a definite. 6 plus 1 for short range makes 7. Plus 2 for the bow makes 9. Plus 1 for dex makes 10. Yeah, that's a hit. Okay. So 2 shots, both hit, both d6. And they're plus 9.
65.
So that's 15 and 16. No, 14 and 15. And they both go down immediately. Basically, the arrows hit them in the upper chest, throat, whatever, somewhere close to the head, and they both go down. Okay.
Very juicy.
Okay. At which point in time the hobgoblins realize that they are under assault. And believe it or not, none of them are surprised. So that's pretty incredible. Okay. But none of them have missile fire. So they will roll initiative. You will roll initiative. You will go in missile fire. So you really don't have to roll initiative because none of them have missile fire. Ugh, wow. If I'd have rolled that, they'd have almost all been surprised. I rolled on the surprise roll, nothing lower than a 5. On the initiative rolls, I've got a 6, a 3, and everything else is a 1 or a 2. So that was weird. Okay. Missile fire, you have 2 shots. So what you've got, there are 2 spearmen, 2 that have big axes, and then there's the 4 in the clump, which look like they have smaller weaponry, probably short swords or something like that, maces. So there are 2 on the outside. One's a spearman, one has a hand and a half axe.
I'll take those 2, the spearman and the okay. hand and half axe.
And you're in short range. So the champion, the guy with the hand and a half axe, might not go down in one shot. So you could, if you're going to fire 2 different targets now, you take the 2 smaller guys now, and then like put 2 shots on a champion, or you take 2 on a champion now and take the 2 small guys next round.
I'll take 2 on the champion.
Okay, going on the champion, 2 shots. Roll to hit.
4, 19.
Okay, so the 19 is definitely a hit. The 6 was a hit, but it was only just a hit, so it's 4. 5 with dex, 6, 7 for bow, 8 for short range. That's a miss. So the 6 is a hit exactly. So we'll remember that for next time.
6.
Oh, nice roll, though. All right, so it's 6 plus 2 for the bow is 8 plus 6 for being a ranger is 14. Okay, so it is a very... it buries itself in his chest, but he does not go down. Okay. All right. Okay, so what you see as you're ready to go in, I assume you've dismounted, okay? I mean, you could lead the horse in by the reins and just let it loose in there. It'll probably fight. They seem to really like fighting.
The blood monster. Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, so basically you got both your daggers in one hand, and you're pulling him in, and then as you get, you're just kind of like, go! And then you have the daggers. Okay. So what you see as you do that is there are still 4 kind of outliers. The one nearest to you has a spear, but is unaware of your approach. They're looking in the direction of the bow fire. Okay. And then the one ahead to your left has a hand and a half axe and just got hit hard by a bow fire, an arrow that sank a foot deep in his chest, but he's still standing. Okay, and then the 4 guys that have the sacrifice are in the middle, and they are also looking in the general direction of the bow fire. And then there are 2 guys on the back yet. There's still all 6 of the middle guys, or all 8 of the middle guys are still standing. What do you want to do?
I will go, how far are the 2 that aren't shooting at the two on the other side, that are on the outskirts.
I mean, none of them are very far, so you can definitely do that if that's what you want to do. So you're going to go around the back.
That aren't
okay. All right, so the first guy you come to will be on the back right, and he has a spear. Okay, but he's not looking in your direction, so he can't set it on your charge. Otherwise, if they know you're coming, they set their spear as double damage.
Are both of them within reach, so I can do one with each hand?
No. Until you get to that middle four, you're not going to get that, or unless they come to you. You could, if you think you'll get him in one shot, especially if you use breath weapon, for example, then you could just stab him and then run on to the next guy in the same round.
Yeah, I'll do it that way.
Okay. So roll to hit, and are you doing, how much breath weapon are you using?
I'll do 20.
Okay, roll to hit.
17.
Nice, d4.
2.
Okay. Right, so you rush up to him. Like, he, at the last second, he realizes that you're there, and he spins the spear around in your general direction. You stab him with the dagger. Roll a d20. Dex check.
16.
And your dex is?
16.
Okay, so you made it. All right. So what happens is the breath weapon jumps to the dagger on him, and then it plays along the spear that he swung around, and it goes after, it's frying him, like he's cooking, you smell burnt flesh immediately, but then it plays along the spear, and the spear is kind of close to you and could have jumped back to you. It does not, but it does jump to the hobgoblin that's behind him, okay, who fails his save and is also cooked, and they both go down. Okay, and then you can run on. Now, the next guy looks like a champion. He's a big guy, he's got a hand and a half sword, or there are three guys in the middle. The lightning did not hit the package or any of the other three guys in the middle, just the one guy that was nearest. So now you have three guys in the middle, one guy out here on the right who looks like a champion.
I'll do the champion.
Okay, so you move to the champion. And also, he knows you're coming now, so he will turn and attack you with his battle axe. And he will miss. And then you are on him and can dagger him.
Right. I will do both hands, left first, then right. And on the left hand, I'll do 20 breath weapon.
It'll just be one because you already did the other guy.
Oh, that's right. Round. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Same
round. One extra dagger. So 20 points.
17.
Nice hit. Okay. And total damage on the dagger.
Four.
7 points. Okay. He's definitely going down. You stab with the dagger, electricity flies. It's kind of hard for me to do all these sound effects in one shot, so we'll do this. Oh, you know what? I think I actually do have electricity. And if you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Okay, so you see her, she comes at them from the rear, she takes out the guy in the back right, and then moves on and takes out the champion in the back as well. Both times lightning flies. The first time, the lightning plays along the spear, also hits one of the guys in the middle. So she's killed three. Okay?
Sure.
All right. And, okay, so the guy, of the four that's in the middle, that's on your side, let's go of the package and comes after you with his short sword, and he'll miss. The other two that are in the middle, they basically clutch up the package and they're going to make a run for it. So they're starting to run out of the pack. In fact, they'll clear the pack by the end of the round. And there's nobody in base-to-base contact with them, so you don't get a free swat on them or anything like that. Now, you can still shoot them in missile fire. They're still clearly visible. And then there's still the champion that you hit hard that didn't go down. Mm-hmm. One guy's attacking her, two guys are carrying the package, and the one champion is still up. Okay. In fact, the champion that you hit hard that took an arrow at the very end of the round, he is going to come and swing his battle axe at you. So he turns his back to you, which is pretty crazy. But he does. He turns his back to you to attack her. And he'll hit. For 16.
I'm trying.
I'm doing my part.
Klum will scream. I'll just scream the package as loud as I can. And when I notice that guy turn to attack me.
Okay, she yells the package! Alright.
You said 16.
Yep, and we'll go to a new round. Okay. You are aware that fighting has broke out in the woods about a couple hundred yards ahead. In fact, you see light play off the treetops. Like,
I'm running hard.
Okay. Yeah. So you can run. So you're in plate mail, which is a 6-inch movement rate. Okay. But you can sprint 24. But if you do so, you will not get dex checks to avoid damage from trees and things like that. So you're probably just going to bounce off trees. So it's probably going to happen. Okay. So you can go three times. It would be 18. And it seems like it's maybe a couple hundred yards away at most. So that should get you pretty close, and you would still get your dex checks. So you'd run 18 inches this round.
I'll move. Can I get there this round if I go to 24 directly?
Probably not, because you're probably going to bounce off a tree. So you're probably not going to get there. It seems crazy to think, like, to run that. In your mind, it's like, if I run like that, I'm probably not going to make it. But you can do it. You just won't get any dex checks, which means there's probably about a 50-50 chance that you would arrive.
50-50.
Arrive at all?
Yeah, or not.
Otherwise, you'll be laying on your back on the ground.
Okay, I'll do
18. Okay. And if it turns out they're only 150 yards away, then you'll get there. It's just hard to judge the distance without actually being able to see. Okay, so that is this round anyway. So you don't have to roll initiative because you have missile fire. You do have to roll initiative. You have two guys attacking you. One guy with a short sword is a fairly normal hobgoblin, and one guy who has a hand and a half axe and an arrow buried a foot deep in his chest. Okay, and there are two guys making a book with the package.
Would I be able to get one shot off or go for the package?
So they're running. You could probably shoot them both. The issue will just be if you miss with a one, you could shoot the package. They're not in melee, so it's not like the big, you know, there's a good chance you're going to shoot the package.
I'll shoot.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Roll two to hits. They're still short range.
15 and 5.
All right, so the 15 is a hit, and we already know the 5 is a miss because we needed a 6. Yep. So damage, but that's still gonna stop him for a second because the guy's gonna go down probably, and then he's gonna snatch up
the other
and
guy carrying half the weight, so he's probably gonna drop it for a minute.
4.
Okay, 4 plus 2 plus 6. Yeah. So, all right. So he goes down. Okay. And then they basically stumble in a mess on the ground. The package, the guy that died, and the guy that didn't die. And then the guy that didn't die is getting up, and he's trying to lift up the package to run. Okay. You can basically start running later in the round, but you're not going to get very far. But you'll be full speed already. However, before that actually happens, because you're taking the shots and you're looking at the results, and so the way it works is, I mean, you release the shot, it doesn't land immediately. It's a bow, it's not a gun, right? So the second shot is really landing a little later. The reason we do initiative first is because no one can stop it. Okay. But anyway, what you see happen before you actually break into a run may indicate where you run to or what you do. Okay. Meanwhile, what was Klum's initiative?
4.
Okay. So the champion has beaten you on initiative. He is also 2 attacks this round if he survives that long. So he will go first. And he will hit you for 12.
That's all you've got?
He's still there? The little girl is not dead? Okay.
No, yes. I mean, that's all the hit points she's got. It's pretty low.
Yeah, I'm not awfully big on health over here.
Okay. The other guy is lower on initiative. So you will get your dagger strike. Now, because you're fighting two-handed, you can take both dagger strikes on the champion if you wanted to at that point before he gets another attack, if you wanted to. Or you could take one and put a lightning with it if you have it. But if you miss, he may hack you again. So I'd be careful. You know, don't take him lightly. You don't think that the other guy is as dangerous?
I'll do both daggers on the champion.
Okay. All right.
At the same time?
The alternative is you could do one dagger on him and then put the other one wherever it needs to go. But the problem with that is the champion would get his shot in between. If you miss with the first one, yeah. You know he's hurt bad. He's got an arrow buried a foot deep in his chest. You probably could kill him with the dagger without the lightning if it hits. 4 points of damage.
All right, I'll try one.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's a little riskier, but...
But it might help because...
Yeah,
because
if you can get that other guy too, yeah. And actually, they're side by side. So technically, you could do this right now and take them both out if they both hit.
Are they right side by side then?
Yeah.
Oh, because he came
back to you. Yep.
All right, left hand on... Who's on my left side?
The weaker guy.
The weaker guy. Right hand. I'll roll.
But he's unwounded.
I'll roll left hand first.
Okay. This is the left hand on the weaker guy. He is unwounded.
18.
That's definitely a hit. Is there lightning?
No.
Okay.
And then right hand. 4.
Let me check it. It might still be enough.
Plus 3. 7.
Okay. It's AC 9. Yeah. It's AC 9. It's miss. Okay. Now we see whether or not we can survive. The champion hits. The other guy misses. 13. Champions are dangerous. Lucas and Chiron make it look easy.
Yeah, they really do.
But they are dangerous. It's not a joke. No doubt about it.
Now you know why I stayed in Lucas.
Well, it'd be funny.
Taking it 19.
I am paying attention for it.
I haven't missed a single.
I'm paying attention for sounds.
Okay. So both you and Serena are aware of two things. So one, there is something going on in the woods.
Hits are hit.
Where are
over
you
quarter. It's out there where the sacrifice site is, or maybe even the little casket.
Let me ask the champion
real quick. You saw him, like, flashes of light.
I'm looking for a rock.
And then a single rider is in the woods on horseback coming rapidly this way.
From
that general direction. From the general direction of the
conflict. That would be.
So you got about 2 minutes, and he'll be
close by.
In sight.
Have you heard of Lucas? Because he's coming back real soon. And if you kill me, he'll be
that's not the direction I was expecting to be from, but it could be somebody fleeing at that point. So.
No, I'm just going to shift into the dragon.
I don't think that's the direction I was expecting him from, but.
It was not originally, though.
Yeah. So,
no, I didn't.
It could be somebody.
You're definitely expecting him because you got to be approaching the time.
Yeah. That's where I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to go ahead and prepare in case it is somebody from our group to be able to try and signal them or attract their attention.
So, do you want to like distance yourself a little bit from her for safety reasons?
I can do up to
30. Okay. I'm just moving away a little bit. I think that could be one of my friends.
I've done 23 before.
I'll hide.
Good idea.
I'm good at that. Okay. So she hides. You move away a little bit and prepare to flag the rider. All right. You've not seen another flash of light, but you did hear a clank of metal.
A bang against shield.
No.
Okay, good, because I haven't had anybody to send him.
Okay. All right. Back at it. So what Astrid sees, and Clune does not see it because she is completely involved in what's going on. But what you see is the individual that you shot at and missed. Are you with me, Ricky?
Yes.
Okay. The individual that you shot at and missed attempts to pick up the package, but somehow or other, the package strikes him, and he flies backwards against a tree. He flies about 10 feet, and then he hits the tree pretty hard, and then he gets up, but instead of going back for the package, he's running away toward where the reinforcements are.
Okay.
Okay? And then we go... I mean, you could shoot him. Yeah. He's right. Anyway, the package is in the clear at the moment. She's not. There is the champion that you originally shot, you buried an arrow in, and another guy. Both of them have their backs to you, and they're pounding on her.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're in the new round. Missile fire.
I'll take two at the champion.
Two at the champion? If you don't shoot the guy that's running away, he'll reach reinforcements this round.
Yeah, well, also. I kind of neglect the clue a little bit.
Am I in view yet?
True.
Sound range?
So, yes, you can hear Chiron charging through the woods. Basically, what it sounds like to you is a very large bread box on, like, stilts breaking through branches. That's what it sounds like. At rapid speed. Very quickly moving.
I have no context for that noise, because I've never heard large bread box on stilts.
It's a large metal square object on stilts charging through small tree branches. That's what it sounds like.
Held together by chains.
In other words, he's not practicing discretion. He's charging full speed, pretty much, in your opinion. So he will get to her to help within the next minute or so, probably.
Good luck.
I mean, it's going to be a lot worse if it's...
If they summon the reinforcements, it will get a lot worse fast.
Yeah. It's
worth it. Said there's five or six champions there, so... That's five or six of these guys.
The guy running away.
You're going to shoot him twice to make sure you get him? Okay. All right, so you can do that now. He will have 25% cover. So even if you hit him, he'll visit the rest of that, he will hit a tree. He is broken from the pack running through the trees. Go ahead.
13 and 16.
So both would be hits. First one does not hit cover, so that's going to hit him, probably kill him. And the second one doesn't hit cover. All right, so you can roll both shots on him unless you roll atrociously low. In fact, it's not actually possible because you do 12 points of damage from your giant class benefit alone. So he's definitely dead.
Five and six.
It sounds like this.
That's so much
It's like faux critical. I just love it. It's one of my favorite buttons. Okay. All right. And meanwhile, back at the plot, you, sir, can roll initiative with a -5 on initiative. And if you get a positive number, you will engage in melee in that segment.
I rolled 4.
4 total?
Yes.
All right, so you will arrive at the end of the round.
Okay. After I'm dead.
Hopefully not.
At least stay unconscious. You have enough hit points for that.
At least stay unconscious.
I don't know about that.
All right. You may roll initiative.
I rolled it. It was a fire. 40.
Okay. Roll initiative for them. Yeah, the good news is the champion only gets one attack.
There's a really hard.
Bad news is the champion goes in 6. He's like, oh boy! Get tight here. And he hits. He did hit. With a 18. Is that a 16 or an 18? That's a 16, but it's still a hit.
Thank goodness for that.
12 points.
I think you said 18 damage. I was like, wow.
Okay. Down she goes. -5 and bleeding to death. Okay. Which means you will take one point of bleeding each round in your initiative without dex bonus. Not this round, though. Okay, so you have 6 rounds before you would actually be dead, which is not going to happen because Tyrant's coming. So you're not going to die. It's pretty much guaranteed at this point. Unless they get reinforcements. Okay. Right.
At least if they die, it's more.
Okay, the champion looks at the smaller guy and he says, "Go!" in common. And the guy turns and runs. He had not attacked yet. He turns and runs toward the reinforcements. Now, you've already fired for the round, so you will not be able to fire until missile fire. Okay? As you're charging in there, you see him. He is running. So the angles are such that, like, this is your angle. This is his angle. So actually, if you divert to meet him at the charge, you will catch him at about 100 to 120 yards from the sacrifice site. But you would actually get there in about segment 1. So it would be this round. Otherwise, if you stay, like,
no,
to charge.
I can't.
the gloom on the ground and stay underneath the chieftain.
You don't even know that she's on the ground.
Oh, I couldn't see her.
No. The champion and the guy were side by side, facing, she fell, it's dark. There's no light.
Oh.
So you have no idea she's even on the ground.
Plain dead.
I'm just pretending.
All right, she could, in combat, like you drop, you roll away. She could have stepped away. She could be on her knees. I mean, she's probably still there fighting. So, and you know that this guy's running for reinforcements. So, even if she's hurt, fighting 12 or 20 more hobgoblins is definitely not something she wants to do.
So on one hand, like, only go for the biggest, baddest guy. Like trying to take anything out of it, but also on the other hand, I'll make sure it was technically sound decision.
The only one that you can attack this round is the guy that's running. You can't attack the champion in this round, but you could attack him next round.
Yeah, I can get up to an attack really sure.
Yeah.
I think I'll leave the guy running to start it and go for the champion.
Okay. All right, so you charge toward the champion. The guy running is running toward the woods, and you're tracking him with your bow, and he's getting further away, further away, further away, and he disappears into the woods toward the sacrifice that you can no longer see him. You can take a wild shot. That's about what you've got.
Sure, why not?
Okay. So it's going to be long range, which is a -5 to hit. It's also going to be blind, which is a -4 to hit. So you're at -9.
Good.
Can I?
That would be -1.
I agree. Can I draw my sword?
You probably already had it out. Okay. Yeah. Because otherwise the scabbard, or maybe you had the scabbard in your hand, in which case you just drop it. The trick that almost nobody ever uses is if you have the sword and the scabbard in your hand and you just drop the scabbard, that's one segment. So. But the problem is, then you've lost your scabbard and belt, or whatever.
Well, how quick is it to take the scabbard off the belt?
I mean, before you started running, that was already done, so 0. Now, it would take a round.
Okay.
It would take a round before you could have the sword in play. Okay. All right.
So collect the package and...
Okay, so
it makes sense to have it.
You're charging up there, right? Okay, so... you take 1 point of bleeding damage. The champion turns around to face you. You have initiative.
Okay.
This is a continuation of the same combat as far as he's concerned, so he'll get 2 attacks this round.
Okay. I'm just running at him. I'm going to hit him.
A little hit. As you engage him in combat, you realize she's on the ground.
Okay. And then I'll say... This is your final day. Even though you probably can't understand me.
In common, he says, I know.
I have that.
And then as he's staying there, you see he has an arrow. It's about 4 inches, and then the fletchings, and the arrow is stuck in his chest.
It's like that probably far tickling away from his heart. Just
it's probably tickling his spine from the front.
AC -2.
That's it.
12 points of damage.
Charging.
24 points of damage.
Okay. All right. So and you had initiative. So you charge up to him and you go, "This is your final day!" Ah! And he goes, "I know!" So yep, you definitely annihilated him. Okay, a 1 in 6 chance he falls on Klum as he falls over. I'll let you roll it. Don't roll a 1.
6.
No problem, okay? So he falls across the roots of a nearby tree. Guts splaying across the ground.
Okay. And I'll look out and I assume there's no chance of me catching him. Just the guy that ran at this point.
Definitely not.
So I'll just, I guess, start healing.
Okay. Then you move to kneel in front of Klum and you realize that she is in very bad shape. Roll healing. Okay.
There was a day where that would fail.
But not today.
Not
15 points.
Okay, so add that in and you're feeling much better. Okay.
Also,
a Stirred arrives at the package. And what you see is a handsome man, neatly trimmed beard, fair skin, wearing colorful but in bad hornet on the key right there. Colorful but in bad shape. Arden, go kill the hornet on the heater.
You want my shoe?
Take a shoe.
I have shoes, thank you.
Well, mine. Saying, just take one.
Got a book or something? He's a monster manual. You can kill it with a monster manual. Did now.
He perked up very funny. He heard me coming.
I bet he did.
He's like, what? He's like, a shoe! It's a little chilly, yeah, but yeah. Shoe!
This is your final day.
This is your final day.
Shoo.
Careful, they sting up to an hour after they're dead.
Got it.
Don't touch them in a stinger. That's, I don't know if that's even true, but I've been... told
I imagine
since I was a kid.
You would get stung if you
yeah,
stick your
if,
finger
if
off.
You touch the stinger,
you're like,
there,
stick
their
your
bodies, like, we'll do it.
You're like, yeah. Sticking your hand on the end of a syringe and be like, but nobody
I think I'll pass on that. Okay, anyway, so you see a handsome, fair skin, neatly trimmed beard. He looks like his clothing was moderately colorful, but it's really dirty and kind of bloody now. Whatever. And he looks really strong. He's got big biceps. And
he punched one of them 10 feet?
Yeah, I think you think because of the way he's facing that he kicked him.
Oh.
Now his legs and feet are bound together. But yeah, so basically, now in your mind, he approached him like this, and he spun around and kicked him in the chest and sent him flying back. Even so, that means he's pretty strong. I mean, sending him back is one thing, but sending him back so that it kills him—that's pretty strong. He has bound hands and feet, and actually have ropes tied around his knees. So his knees, ankles. Hands are bound to his sides.
Untie the ropes.
And he says, thank you, good sir. Thank you, thank you.
Look.
I fear I was almost a sacrifice.
That close.
I had no hope whatsoever of ever seeing my fair wife again.
What's her name?
Creed. Yours?
Sir.
A pleasure to meet you. Indeed, for I was... I had no hope, and now I have some. I believe one of them has my sword. I must try to find it. My Serena is lost in the woods somewhere now.
I believe Herrick is with her.
I don't know him.
One of my gifts. Was our signal...
Oh,
what was our signal supposed to mean?
Banging on your shield.
What was it? What was it supposed to mean?
Get together. Help
trigger the attack on the camp.
Oh. Okay. It's a very different meaning.
Sorry. Send in Reiki.
Okay. So.
Have we
found
Reiki
in the last
time?
Nope.
See, have not seen nor heard.
Okay. And so.
He sensed he wasn't needed anymore.
The ruckus has begun to be considerable. In the area of the site of the sacrifice.
Go kobolds!
No.
No, probably hobgoblins, and then the kobolds.
No, I mean, I thought the kobolds were fighting the hobgoblins.
Wishful thinking.
Oh, no, we're making the ruckus. The hobgoblins are going to come kill us now.
That guy went for reinforcements, so we are pretty well screwed in that area.
I also did lay on hands.
Okay.
We're on the clock here.
We're very much on the clock.
And I think she's going to drink.
Yeah, unfortunately,
oh, yes.
If the hobgoblins come into the woods, they're going to find me and Serena, and we're going to become the sacrifices.
I thought Serena was with, right?
The last time they had encountered each other, okay, and she had asked, apparently had asked him to save Creed. That's what she said.
We just had fun right here.
Yes.
Because, and I assumed that he would be passing through here because that's where she would have met him if she had just planned on hiding here. But if she had done something else, then we might have run into him.
Right. Well, so...
It's the coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah. In theory, they encountered each other in the other timeline but something changed this time that didn't happen.
And it could be because it could have been the hag not sending Reiki alone.
Maybe.
Or
okay.
Reiki running into the centaurs who tell him something. Or
okay, anyway, so here we go. So Lucas, traversing the woods, is suddenly flagged down or flagged over by Herrick. Okay, you see that he has a small package clutched in his arms as he is riding. You also see that his horse looks tired a little bit, and most like his equipment, his cloak, etc., all kind of jostled as if they've been bounced around considerably traversing the wood.
I'm approaching quickly.
And both of you can hear the growing ruckus of the hobgoblin encampment.
We'll approach then as well. Raise the visor.
What's going on?
I have the girl. The rest were following behind me.
That's wonderful!
There was another group with the hostage.
Did you see a man? A big, handsome gypsy man?
No, but it's possible that's the...
Well, he just said no, like... Okay. Like, he never met a stirred. Yeah, I know.
Also, he doesn't consider a stirred a gypsy.
That's technically accurate. So.
It's possible that's the package the other group was carrying. Based on the fact that I can't hear the horse trundling behind me, clearly it wasn't Chiron riding. It's likely that they stopped to deal with it. Which means they could happen. I intend to bring her straight to the Deadwood.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware, they have not engaged the Hobgoblins, though.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
It seems they're riled up.
Yeah, in fact, I'm worried they could be coming this way.
You did know there were what sounded like sounds of fighting, and you saw lights in the woods in the area of the other package. I did mention that before.
Oh.
Well, I know I had.
Yeah.
Well, I knew there was fighting over that way.
Yeah.
But they did engage the other group.
Somebody did. And I've had no sign of Reiki.
Blue light?
Ish.
No, white.
White-ish.
Strange would not seem Reiki yet. Though, since you interrupted Serena, perhaps they never met.
Things may have changed from what was foretold. Nonetheless, I'm a little concerned on staying here if the hobgoblins start moving through the woods.
Okay.
So,
cutscene.
We'll head with you.
You look up from having healed her, and she gives you a relief after laying on hands, you have just freed him, and he does find his sword amongst the fallen hobgoblins. And you see it is a long sword, and it's in a white leather scabbard. And then everyone hears like grunting and movement, rustling of trees, and you look as what appears to be about 15 hobgoblins, a half dozen champions, leave the darker line of trees where the sacrifice is and head this way. That puts them at about 150 yards.
I'll start banging the hilt of my sword on my shield.
Okay. Bang, 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 bang. Alright.
Sound the alarm!
So if they probably won't break into a run, but if they would, they would be here in a minute.
Okay, I'll mount them, run for my horse.
Okay.
If I can see if anyone close by, I can assume it is.
Yes, he did not really
engage. Did any of the hobgoblins have a spear?
Yes, two of them did. Okay. Long spears, in fact.
I'll grab the two spears.
Okay.
Mount up.
All right. So obviously you're moving quickly. So you probably don't have time to get both spears and vault into the saddle and get your horse close enough.
Okay.
without risking them. They will probably have bow fire, so that's probably going to start coming in the next 30 to 60 seconds.
One spear, mount up, ready to go.
Roll ride check to vault into the 39. Saddle. Okay. All right. What is Clum doing during that time?
Yeah, she's getting up. She, you know, what just happened. She'll draw her daggers and she'll go find Stern.
They were probably on the ground at your feet, so you just pick them up.
Recover my daggers.
Yep. You look, you see a Stern, you see the other guy. The guy's just picking up a longsword. So everybody looked at the same time, saw them come out of the woods, at which point in time Creed looks in the other direction. Like he's contemplating running.
He's not wrong.
Clum wants to go with a little bit.
He said, in fact, he says, Endel Kamatsumu, I say we run. Live to fight another day.
Today is that day.
Yeah, I will kill these hobgoblins this day regardless. And Lucas will be here soon.
Did we hear the bang?
No.
Too much noise from the hobgoblins.
It's probably over a quarter of a mile in the wood, and the hobgoblins are making a ton of noise, so no, probably not.
And that was going to look like metagame, but I was definitely going to turn around.
I mean, it might be...
Well, I mean, you know the hobgoblins are moving out. You assume they're heading in their direction. In fact, you can assume that something must have gone wrong enough that reinforcements were settled or the hobgoblins would not have moved, so it's not really
good. Well, thanks for seeing
them. Yep. All right, so everyone looks at each other. He says, I will kill these hobgoblins this day regardless. And he says, Creed says, we've definitely lost our strategic advantage. I will die at your side if you order me to, for I owe you a life debt.
I will not order you to give your life, but I don't believe you'll lose.
You don't have to lose for some of us to die.
What?
And he looks at Clum.
I consider that a loss.
Okay. At that point in time, a smattering of bowfire enters the discussion.
Anyways, if you'll fight, now's the time. And then I'll
12 arrows.
Put my visor down.
One.
Just charge out.
2 through 4. 5.
A quarter mile away, this combat will be over.
No.
You're on a quarter mile through woods?
It'll take you 2 rounds.
You know how long a quarter mile is? It's a 1,200 feet.
Yeah.
It depends on how dense the forest is.
It's like 2 rounds.
Not too bad.
You can get ride checks at double the horse's normal movement rate. The horse's normal movement rate is 20 inches. So that's 40 inches, which is 400 yards.
Except for I'm in. So that's forest. 1 minute.
No, that's, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it'll take... double that, so it'll take about 2 minutes.
Probably get there. 20 inches is 200 yards, which is 600 feet, so 1,200 yards would be 2 rounds at normal horse or running speed.
Yeah, which is the most you could realistically do, probably. Anyway, so shots are coming in, so it's, what'd I say? 1, 2 to 4, 5, 6 is Creed. Okay. Okay, this is the first 6 shots.
That comment we just had was combat with that sword I got off the fire giant.
Good news is there's no ones. There is a 5. The Sturd is missed. Creed is missed. Chiron is hit twice. He goes, I will kill these hobgoblins today. Six points. And 2 ride checks. Now this will be funny.
They'll both get knocked for the
sound. Oh my goodness. I still have 6 shots
16.
Left.
52.
No problem. Still in there. I still have the other 6 shots left too. No ones. Woo! 1 on a Sturd. Missed. 1 on Creed. Missed. 4 on Chiron. 2 hits.
ridiculous.
10 points. It's pretty funny, actually. I mean, you're sitting up on horseback. So they're
I'm still wearing plate armor.
They're all targeting you. Oh, but these are hobgoblin bowmen. So. Anyway, roll your other two ride checks.
13, 12.
No problem. So they come in, they ring off your armor, it stings. You're still there.
20 points of damage.
Was that much?
Yeah, by four arrows.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that much. I knew the second ones were 10. What was the first one? Was it 10?
9.
Oh, okay.
8 or 9?
I don't remember now because I changed the dice, so. Okay.
All right. I'm charging him.
Okay. He's Kerpagus. Stupagus.
Kerpidity.
Kerpidity.
Again.
All right.
You can turn into a dragon.
Not really.
Let's just make sure.
She can turn into a dragon, but there are two problems. One, she'll get shot a lot and then die.
Again.
Two, she is below one third of her normal hit points, which means she cannot fly.
No, I'm
She's full now.
The potion. I didn't know you used a potion. Okay.
She was over half after my healing aids.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So at one third, actually down one third, you cannot fly.
Oh,
okay.
Down one third.
So at half, you would still be more than down one third. So.
But.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Okay.
At this point,
you realize cover is prudent.
She breathes 50 points across him right now. That would make this a lot easier.
Yeah. Remember, her lightning storm is only like 5 feet wide, so she's going to get a bunch of them. She's going to have to angle it just right.
And you guys are all in
trick shots.
That's not how lightning works. Unless you can get it off a wall, which it doesn't work that way with trees. It just goes into the ground, so it has to be off a wall. You can bounce it off a wall, but you can't bounce it off
trick shots.
It will if the trees are like a wall. But otherwise, it's going to go into the tree, and the tree is grounded. So it'll damage the tree on the way to the ground. The wall is solid. It's not porous. It's not carbon-based. It is not a conductor.
It must be a stone or wood. It can't be a dirt wall or a mud wall.
Maybe. All right. Anyway, here we go. I mean, there's trees all over. You just get behind a tree and start shooting. Yeah, you can get like, you can have 50%, 60% cover and still be firing. But their bowmen are probably going to do the same thing when you start shooting back. So then but you'll have a lot of melee troops that you can shoot for a while.
Is there any way for me to like hold my sword shield hand or something so I don't have to, like in the scabbard, so I don't have to do a full draw after my spear?
Oh, so the lance is a special rule. If you lance and drop the lance and go to the longsword, it's zero time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the special rule with lance, because it's a maneuver that cavaliers train with where they strike with a lance and immediately draw and are able to strike again, basically.
Cool.
Start their swinging routine. But only lance. Not like if you had a mace and dropped the mace, you'd still have to draw the sword.
Right.
Okay. You're probably riding in trying to pick out a champion.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
A champion, and I'm hoping to get one towards the edge that I might be able to ride, hopefully kill in one hit, ride past, assuming all things go
perfectly. Okay. So Chiron spurs the horse, cut scene, back in the woods. Herrick and Lucas and Serena. What are we doing?
Okay, so I should aid them. I think you should get her to the Deadwood. Take Serena with you.
We'll meet there.
Very well. Then I'll...
She says, I could take her, but truthfully, the Deadwood scares me.
She'll come with me. We should be okay.
He'll lean down to the girl and he'll say, he is a friend. He is more in the woods than I am. And then he'll hand me the girl down close to you.
Okay. All right. So
quick and true, my friend.
So you handed her to Herrick.
Yes.
Okay, and you have her in your hands. Okay, roll even odd.
Even.
Okay, so as he hands her down, like the cloth that she's wrapped in, which is just a piece of the whatever package they had her in before. She went to the big dress, I would assume. He didn't bring that. Just take a piece of it. But your hand slips inside, and you feel your hand touch her leg.
Mm-hmm.
And her skin feels soft, maybe a little sweaty because she's been bundled up, that kind of thing. And any druidic spells that you have, mm-hmm. that you have expended, are returned to memory.
Which currently is speak with plants.
Okay. That was it, huh?
I think. Because we went back in time.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, that's not much. But it's
something. Well, it's
fourth level. It's a good spell.
Okay. So it's not letting me change pages.
Is it because of the mojo?
Well, it shouldn't be.
It's gone to sleep on you.
Anyways.
You'll get it. You'll figure it out. Okay. Anyway, and you do feel slightly like, you feel like a sense of peace, basically. Calmness, mental calmness.
Don't worry, we'll have you home in a moment.
All right, so you're riding out, Arden. You're riding out toward the conflict. Okay. And two of you are planning a move. She asks, she says, can you fly? Serena says.
No.
So normally you can turn into a gull, correct?
Right, but I can't while carrying her.
Probably, if she's considered an item. She's so small. She weighs like maybe 25 pounds.
I can try.
She says, and you hadn't, this is a new day since midnight, mm-hmm. so you hadn't used it yet today, correct?
Correct.
Okay. She says, I'll carry the girl if you want. To fly, I mean.
I'm just trying to, I'm not thinking how that helps exactly.
I can carry her inside myself while I'm flying. She'll be perfectly safe.
Sorry, you can carry her inside yourself while...
I'm going to turn into a bird, and she'll be in me.
I didn't realize that you had that ability.
I do.
I apologize.
Flying kangaroo bird.
I can probably do the same.
She'll be in my sack.
I can at least try.
That's fine, then.
I'll try and become, just in case it doesn't work, be prepared to catch her, and I'll try and turn into a pigeon.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go plop.
Nope, you successfully turn into a pigeon, and she is essentially inside you. Serena turns into a falcon, and the two of you fly toward the deadwood. Okay. All right, meanwhile, Lucas charges in the direction of combat, and we are about out of time.
Sorry. But I'm running away from the falcon because that's what pigeons do.
don't bumper cars me with your breastbone.
Can you imagine if you inherited the instincts of your animal shapes? Or it's like you take off, you turn into a pigeon and you take off, and then you turn behind, there's a falcon.
It certainly would probably make your heart beat faster.
Could you imagine if I get killed by a falcon right now? Sorry.
All right, anyway, so what happens is this. We're going to kind of narrative it for a second here. So what happens is this. The falcon and the pigeon fly into the dark wood. Lucas charges toward the combat. Chiron leads the charge into the combat with no one following him because you are the charge. Okay. But
I've been there.
as you charge into combat, boldly and bravely. Roll percentile dice.
33.
Okay. So this is what happens. You spur the horse and it rears up and it tromps down and you charge forward. And as you're charging toward them, you notice that there is a definite change in the demeanor of the hobgoblins. And by the time you reach them, they are in full rout. and okay. You pick the nearest champion. He doesn't rout, and you and he do battle. You can dice that if you want in a minute. As a general rule, the hobgoblins are retreating off the field to your left and away, back toward hobgoblin territory. Okay.
Hear anything behind me that we possibly
no.
Tarrasque.
Okay. So Lucas will arrive also as they are fleeing. Roll the d20 if you would.
2.
Okay. You see a sizable force, probably just less than 20 centaurs and a golden glowing paladin entering the sacrifice site from the opposite direction.
Awesome.
Okay. And we'll stop there. Yeah, you want to dice your champion to see if he can hold up. Have 3 on initiative.
AC -2.
What's your initiative?
5.
So you have initiative. You're 2-for-1. He's 3-for-2.
Spear charging first.
Yep. Okay. You only get in the lance round. You just get the 1.
For 16 points. No, 32 points.
Okay, he's dead.
Kill any bastards.
I'll give you a small chance, but we'll do it in the next session. Well, at the end of that conflict, probably. Yeah, I might even pass it over. They're not going to be, like, they're not much of a challenge at that point. You, Lucas, Reiki, and 18 centaurs.
Well, I was going to say, like, are we going to, I was wondering if we're going to get the chance to interact with centaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody knows until the next session starts, but probably.
Of course, they're going to realize that the wood spirit's not here and be very angry.
No, not. More likely they're going to be pleased.
Well, especially now that Lucas is there and Jimmy's.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to say, we rescued her. She's on the way back to the wood.
To the evil hag that has taken over the
world. I want to get to use
it. As he beats, we'll end on this note though. As he beats down the crows, there's a quick flash of scenes, and it shows the various characters ready to fight and taking aim and like that, and then it shows the paladin and the centaur charging across the site. Basically, they just make quick work
right
on the site and then come into the back of the battle, right? But as that's happening, the last cutscene is 3 crows that are, like, they're following Lucas toward the battle. And then as he charges in, sword drawn, they divert and perch on a branch. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the May Outsiders.
Exciting. We accomplished all of our goals.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.